Demand for machining centers remains high despite additive growth. Although additive manufacturing has made some impressive gains over traditional subtractive manufacturing, the battle of manufacturing between these two technologies is far from over. Consider a trio of recent market forecasts from Smartech, Infinity Research Limited, and Technavio. The first covers additive manufacturing with metal powders, while the second and third focus on machining centers. Prospects for additive manufacturing with metal powders. The report from Smartech notes that although 2015 saw a number of 3D printing firms falter, metal additive manufacturing is continuing to see explosive growth. According to the report's authors, the conversation for widespread metal additive manufacturing is beginning to shift from when? To where? A question that reflects an evolution away from just tactical manufacturing of low-volume components and prototypes and into addressing serial production opportunities and integration into established manufacturing environments. The report includes analyses of opportunities for metal powder suppliers. The evolution of metal powder supply chains to meet the needs of evolving additive manufacturing markets. Existing and emerging metal additive manufacturing technologies. Metal-oriented 3D printing services. End-user industries and applications that are adopting metal printing. Despite potential bottlenecks for metal additive manufacturing, the report seems generally optimistic about the technology's prospects. This enthusiasm is reflected in similar reports, such as this one from Infinity Research Limited, which predicts a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of over 20% for the metal additive manufacturing market from now until 2020. Those projects are in keeping with the latest Wohler's report, which set the CAGR of the total additive manufacturing market in 2015 at 25.9%, down from the 33.8% CAGR for the past 3 years. Prospects for traditional machining. Infinity Research Limited and Technavio both recently released reports on the machining center market, independently predicting a CAGR of 5.68% and 6% to 2020, respectively. According to the Infinity report, automation will be a key trend in market growth, particularly in light of the trade-offs between the upfront costs of implementing automation and the long-term savings that result from doing so. The report identifies the automotive industry as accounting for more than 41% of the total market share of machining centers in 2015. Geographically, the Asia-Pacific region, APAC, dominated the machining center market, with the region accounting for 42% of the total market share. The report predicts that this dominance will continue through 2020. Not surprisingly, the Technavio report draws similar conclusions. Low-cost manufacturing opportunities in APAC have compelled many companies across industries to shift their manufacturing bases to this region, said Gaurav Mohindru, a lead engineering tools research expert from Technavio. Rising automotive production in Thailand and initiatives like Make in India have made APAC the focal point of global manufacturing. Therefore, Technavio expects this region to dominate the global market in manufacturing and in turn, the machining centers market, Mohindru added. The Technavio report also characterizes APAC as dominating the market with a share of over 40%, whereas the Americas account for only 28%. According to the report, India is the next major automotive market, with 23.9 million units sold in 2016 Q1 compared to 23.3 million units sold during the same period in 2014. Growth in additive manufacturing and machining centers. Based on these reports, we can infer that the metal additive manufacturing market is growing at nearly 5 times the rate of the machining center market. Does this mean that metal additive manufacturing is on its way to replacing subtractive machining centers? Not necessarily. A broader perspective may help to shed some light on this matter. Wohler sets the current value of the additive manufacturing market, which includes plastics and composite materials as well as metal, at approximately $5.2 billion. In contrast, the Fredonia World Machine Tools report predicts the total value of the machine tools market to be $181 billion by 2019. Although machining centers make up a relatively small portion of the machine tool market, less than $5 billion, according to Infinity, the total market size highlights the implausibility of claims that additive manufacturing will disrupt traditional machining. That being said, The explosive growth of the additive manufacturing market in conjunction with its proportionality to the machining center market does suggest that metal additive manufacturing could very well become a legitimate competitor to multi-axis machining within the next decade. Perhaps that's why major players in machining are exploring hybrid additive technologies.